fight is usually a pastime for the people in that area. It's one of the entertainment that the people in that region usually have when they are festivals. At this time around, the two bulls were fighting. One was named Obama, one was named Romney. And eventually, Obama won in the fight.
Daniel, you know, everyone knows that President Obama, his father came from Kenya. So do you think it was a fair fight or this was truly a victory?
It is very difficult to say that it was a fair fight, truly a victory. But I think that people named the bulls after the other. Usually the bulls come from different villages, and they usually name them according to maybe the festivities or the politics of the day. And at this time that they named them, the two, I think because they're animals, I think it was a fair fight.
The people of Kenya or from that part of the country, how much are they following the U.S. election?
I think to a large extent, many people follow the elections because of President Barack Obama. Some of them do not really know the real issues. Of course, the elite class will discuss the issues surrounding the election and why they think it is either Democrat or whether it is a Republican. But most people are in it because it's Barack Obama is participating in it. Yesterday at a local soccer match that was pitting Gor Mahia. Gor Mahia draws most of its support from Western Kenya. There were droves of people who were flying the American flag. So the election this time, it has a lot of emotional significance.
How true is it? Because we hear that in the village where President Obama's grandmother is from, that there are women there who even before they start a meeting, they will talk about developments in the U.S. election. That shows that the people are following this event.
Yes, they're following the event, and especially in Obama's grandmother's village. One, because ever since Obama became the president, the village has become sort of a pilgrimage to not only Americans, but to foreigners visiting the country. As a result, there have been development, especially of the infrastructure and hotels, to accommodate the high number of visitors in the region. So it is more than the American politics to them. For it, it's an economy and it's a social status. That's why they discuss it all the time.
So the election of President Obama has brought some kind of development to that part of Kenya.
Yes, because that village, especially 4 years ago, did not have running water, did not have electricity. It did not have health facilities that could accommodate people. And all those are in place right now.
So Tuesday, while Americans will be paying attention to the results, the people in Kenya, particularly Western Kenya, the village of President Obama's grandmother, they will also be paying attention very closely.
Yes, they'll be paying attention very closely. I remember in the last election, they mounted giant screens at a local primary school, which has since been renamed Barack Obama Primary School. So most likely people will be staying. Of course, it will be in the night here, but I know most people will be awake to see how the results trickle in.